Welcome back to Weirdos TV. Welcome back. It sure is nice to see you again. Oh, you can't see me? Welcome to Weirdos TV and simulcast on Radio Free Brooklyn. Here I am. Far away. Yes, everything is exactly the way it should be. You can always tell. Here on Weirdos TV, if anything goes wrong, and nothing ever goes wrong here on Weirdos TV. So that's the best part. You just don't have to worry about that because it's perfect. Everything's perfect. It's perfect. I never have any problems here. I live in the future where everything is perfect. If you don't believe me, you'll just have to come into the future and find out for yourself. It's not my problem. But I promise you, it's worth it. So, again, welcome to Weirdos TV, broadcasting from the future. Live? Well, not live. There's no way I can be live. I'm in the future. I have to record segments and send them back to you in the right order so that they make sense to you. But if you haven't watched these programs in the right order, then none of it makes sense to you. I mean, none of it really makes sense to me either, frankly. I don't see why it should. And anyway, the space between the programs, you know, like in terms of what it's like for me and what it's like for you, I can promise you that the interval in between the shows seems much longer to me than to you. That's all I can say. But being in the future is very confusing. I can tell you that much. Things change all the time, and I try to express that to you the best way that I can, you know? I'm always trying. It's hard to make it make sense to you. And then nothing ever goes wrong. That's the main thing I wanted to say. So you should be aware that nothing ever goes wrong. Everything that happens here on the Weirdos TV show or Weirdos TV radio, depending on whether you're listening on Radio Free Brooklyn, or whether you're just watching it on the web, or perhaps you're one of those two people that's watching as it gets aired on Manhattan Cable Television. That's, frankly, it's my smallest audience, so I wish more of you could tune in to the show when it's broadcast. It'd be nice for me, but I understand, believe me, I understand. Nothing could be more understandable to me than why you might not tune in to the show. It's understandable. The whole thing is kind of fuzzy. It doesn't make sense to me, you know. But it's starting to. It's starting to make more sense every time. Every time I do the show, it gets clearer to me. I'm here for you. I really like it when you call in. You call 1-800-WEIRDOS. Skype into Weirdos 999. You can always leave a message for me if I don't answer live, because the time difference is impossible, you understand? There's no way, it's never going to make sense, you see, because everything is not the same for me in time as it is for you in time. You see what I mean? No, you don't understand that, do you? You couldn't possibly understand, and I want you to understand. I would want you to understand, it would be too easy for you if you understood. That's what I mean. I mean, you just should understand. And it's not my problem if you don't understand. Is that clear? Is that clear? Because it's not clear to me whether it's clear to you. I mean, it's clear to me. I'm saying it's not clear to me whether it's clear to you, whether it's clear to me. I don't understand. And when I don't understand, it makes me want to say it. I sing a song of my heaven. I sing a song of nothingness. Nothing, 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 nothing.
To explore a whole new world. I just don't feel normal. My friends are nice, but they just don't get me.
I feel like such a weirdo!
Where do you go to be understood? I found this online show. I can call in. I can express myself. Be on TV. Weirdos TV. Weirdos.com. Sometimes a stranger can be your best friend.
Tonight. I forgot. I got so confused. All right, so we're going to prepare for our guest, you know. We got to make sure that we have our guest. Okay, the guest will appear here, and that's good enough for me. Okay, let me get myself out of the way of the guest. Okay, Here we go. I hope it works. I can't, you know, weirdos. It's never a sure thing. Okay. Wait, where'd you go? Oh, I thought we were going. But it didn't happen. Okay, here we go. Oh, it like quit sound. We're having a problem. Like it's an actual problem. I don't understand. The calls just like go on and off. I can't figure it out. There we go. Oh, okay, that's good. Welcome to the show, Patrick.
Hello, how's it going?
It's so nice to have you here. I can't tell you. It means the world to me. I mean, literally, it is the whole world. When you're not here, it's an eternity of loneliness.
It means three worlds to me.
Three? Which three are those? Are they good worlds or not so good? I mean, like, are they cool worlds?
It's actually three world or two worlds and an eighth of a world, but I counted as a full world just because it's that's the way it should be.
Well, I agree. And now it sounds like you've got someone hiding under the table there.
Yes, it's my son.
It's your son.
Yes, I'm feeding him dinner.
You're feeding your son dinner while you're on Weirdos TV. That's I think that's illegal in several states, if I'm not mistaken.
Probably.
Yeah, I would be careful of that. That could damage your hearing.
That sounds like funny.
But your son is, of course, welcome on the show if your son wants to come on the show. It's a show of all ages, you understand. No one is refused, regardless of their, you know, like, you're not too old to be on the show.
Right.
So, that could have easily happened. I mean, you know, not all grown-ups are weirdos. And most weirdos are not grown-ups. So, for me, you know, I'm skeptical.
I have to apologize in advance. My speakers are really horrible.
Well, there could be all sorts of problems.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. Crap.
Okay. Well, I'll see what I can do about that.
Sit up and eat your vegetables, please.
That's right. I always eat my vegetables, although I've stopped consuming food a long time ago.
I had some headphones once upon a time, and that would probably help, but unfortunately I don't have them now, and I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay, well, I'm gonna try and fix that. Hold on. Probably the problem is that I'm calling you from the future. Is that better?
A little bit.
That's a little bit.
Let me turn my volume down a little.
Is that a little bit clearer?
There, that might be better.
Is that, okay, how's that sound?
Am I talking
clearly? Yeah. Well, see, the problem is that I'm calling from the future, and so there's a lot of distortion that gets involved. You understand? I mean, it's tough. It's tough when you're in the future, and I can't really predict always exactly how I'm gonna come through because the machines are responsible.
Right.
I have a good rapport with the machines, but it doesn't mean that we'll get along.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
So that's the problem. But you know, we do what we can to make ourselves clear to you. Because
and I'm broadcasting from the past, so just the lack of technological advancement probably means that it's distorted too. So it's like a double distortion.
It's a long time ago, and I don't really remember what it was like back then when you were broadcasting. I can't tell. That time was a long time ago. That was a long. I couldn't possibly remember. I'll bet your son remembers though. Because at some point, you know, that may be his future.
Like,
right.
Like, because, you know, he's going to end up like you. He could be doing exactly what you're doing 100 years from now.
How far into the future are you?
That's a great question. I'm glad you asked me that question. I'm so far into the future that we stopped having time and we stopped having bodies. So we're just floating heads. We have no, there's no such concept as time, and we just mainly float around all day, singing songs and making up poems. So that's all I can tell you about the future. It's a long time, and things have changed a lot, as you can see.
Right. Will I potentially live long enough to be in that future?
Yes, very much likely. I mean, you figure if you live another 20 years or so, just the way you are.
Right.
Well,
that's good.
Right.
Something to look forward to.
20 years. By then, the medical science will have advanced so much that you'll be able to live for another 50 years. And then, after that 50 years pass, they'll come up with robot bodies for you to exist in.
And then, are there people that are just bodies floating around instead of heads?
No, nobody opted for the body. We mostly had our bodies put into a museum. People go see them,
nice.
You know. But it's easier to just stop by, because once you don't exist in time or space, it's really easy to just pop by and, you know, see whatever you want to see.
Right.
And then, so you just leave your body somewhere, and you can go see it any time, but it's bodies are really, if I were you, I would avoid them. As soon as you could stop having a body, I would just dump it. That's my advice to you. But anyway, the other thing about it is that it's not really my head. It's just a projection of my mind. So I still have a face, but I'm not really there. You know what I mean? None of this is real, so I'm just making it up as I go along. Does that make sense? No? You've been subjected to the show before this. How many times? Oh, did we lose you? I'm not hearing you anymore. Wait, I can't hear you. Oh no. That's awful. How could I not hear you? That doesn't make any sense at all. Is there any reason why I shouldn't hear you? Oh, that's not fair. Hold on. It's our usual technical problems. I'm trying to figure it out now. It's ridiculous. I can hear myself. So I know I exist. Okay, where should you be? Up over here. Yeah, why not? Oh, we don't hear you at all. It's a shame. Okay, hold on. I'm working on it. I'm working on the problem now. It's obviously some sort of problem. So we're gonna just bring you back over here. No, it's ridiculous. Hold on. Sorry. It doesn't make any sense. We should hear you by all rights. It's a crime. I don't understand. Hold on. I'm still trying. what I maybe you should hang up and call back. Maybe that'll help. You want to try that? He'll try that. He'll try that. Okay, yeah, call back. See if maybe. Yeah, we'll try that and see if that helps. Can we hear you now? No?
No.
Oh, that's not good.
That's not good.
I was sure that would help. But, you know, it's typical. It's not the first time we've had problems like this on the show. I'm afraid it happens from time to time. I'm just trying to release you from your servitude. Oh, okay. Yeah, see, that's weird. I can hear the Skype, but I can't stop it. It's amazing. It's amazing. I would try it again. Let's see if maybe. Okay, we're gonna try it again. I don't understand. We could hear the Skype noises, so it had to be something on his end, I think. That was a shame. Patrick was here, but not anymore. It's a sad state of affairs. But we can't get Patrick. And I'm trying everything I can think of. I mean, everything.
Music.
Yes, music, we've tried, and I don't even know, I couldn't even tell you, you know, exactly what the problem is. And what I can tell you is that Patrick's going to try again, okay? Okay, here's Patrick again.
Okay, hopefully this is better.
It's so much better. It's I can't tell you how much better that is. That's like all the way better.
Oh, okay, good.
So I just need to bring you back on the show here. So that's good, and I'm glad you made the effort. That's really laudable of you. You know, because some people might have given up. A lot of people give up. Have you ever? I usually give up. You know what I mean? I just sort of give up and say, you know, it can't. It's not going to happen. But you didn't do that. You stayed with it. I can't tell you. It means so much to me. You must be one of those courageous type people.
Right.
So, we're almost at the end of the show.
Okay.
But that's okay. I mean, your appearance has been stellar.
I wanted to tell you, I actually have a favorite episode.
You have a favorite episode?
Yeah.
Wow. I can't remember any of the other episodes.
Oh.
So the fact that you can remember one of them is amazing to me. Which episode is that?
It's the one where you have Yanni on and you guys sing We're All Gonna Die.
Yanni singing We're All Gonna Die. Yes, Yanni and I sang that song and then we died.
It was beautiful.
I'm glad. It's not my song. I can't take credit for it. It was written by a friend of mine who's she's a fairy. I mean, not a, you know, derogatory term. I mean, she's an actual, like, floating in the air, disappearing in the forest type of fairy. She wrote that song. Under duress, I might add.
Right.
She was obviously not pleased, but it was a great song, and I enjoyed singing it. I could probably sing a little of it with you if you wanted to.
Sure.
Okay, we could do that. Let's see if I can do up a reasonable version of it. I'll try here. Hold on. Nothing's working, you understand. It's not clear why nothing's working, but nothing's working.
This is my son, by the way.
Oh, your son. What's his name? What's your son's name? Or make up one for him. What shall we call him? How shall he be referred to? Did we lose you again? Did we lose you again? Can you not hear me now? I don't know.
Sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you.
Okay, we're trying.
It's probably on my end, I'm sure.
We're trying. We're doing everything we can to make this work, and it's worth it, believe me. Believe me, it's so worth it. The question is, how much time do I have left in this communication? I think I have no more time, but I can't even promise you how much of... I mean, we're going to have to stop the show. So, if you want to call in again, that'd be great. You're always welcome.
Well, I'll try to improve my computer stuff, and I'll try to call in next time, and maybe it'll be better.
Oh, it was great. It was perfect. You have to, like I say, that you can't expect it to work when you're talking
right.
Across time. It's an impossible. It's impossible. So there's no way around it. But you can always you can call in. You can use a regular phone and call 1-800-WEIRDOS.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's not as much fun for me if I don't get to see you, but you know, if you like that. Or you can have someone else call in. Yeah, you can have your son call in on the phone line, and you can call in on Skype.
Right.
So that's all. But anyway, thanks for calling in, Patrick. And
thanks for having me.
I'll let you know when we're on the air again.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Patrick. Patrick, everybody, the great and powerful Patrick.
Bye.
Okay. Bye, Patrick. Well, thanks for sticking around to the end of Weirdos TV tonight, and tune in next week for a totally different episode, simulcast on Radio Free Brooklyn and Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Channel 3, every Saturday night at 11:30 p.m. Bye!